last year.
Okay. Hey, David, was there something you wanted to tell us?
Yeah, if you want to get as old as Jeb, you got to spend some time in a cockpit because, well, you know, time spent flying is not subtracted from your lifespan. Bye-bye.
And that's enough talking. Let's go flying.
My responses to all of these comments has been redacted.
Yeah, okay. All right. After show. So I was tempted.
Yeah.
I'm thinking I should look up Pornhub. / Jack Hodgson. Uh-huh. But then I didn't. I haven't, and please don't, or I don't know, because it suddenly occurred to me I didn't know exactly how to go to Pornhub.com/Jack Hodgson without being, you know, recorded by, I don't know what, the Google or Pornhub itself or whatever. It's like I was trying to figure out how could I do this. I do have a browser that I use only for, you know, kind of anonymous things, but I'm not convinced that that would, you know, it's like,
oh,
it's
a real, oh my.
It's a real problem.
Oh, Jack, I didn't know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
The secret life of Jack Hodgson.
Yeah, okay. You really don't want it. That's really too much information. Take my word for it.
So where are we?
I don't know. So we're doing this thing at Oshkosh. It's going to be a lot of fun. I know what I wanted to talk about. So I mentioned that I've been doing cleanup on the website. I think we're going to roll this out to the reward level people soon. But I guess I'm sort of going to do a soft rollout of it right now. So if you go to show notes, and you guys may or may not want to do this. So if you go to Uncontrolled Airspace, and then click on one of the show notes right there, even on from the homepage. You get the show note page that is the normal show note page, but that should resolve to a link that has the word index.php in it. If you were to edit that so that it said index04.php, what you get is a slightly newer version of the show notes page. That has an embedded audio player so that you could listen to the episode from right there if you wanted to. It has the beginnings of a more elaborate suggestions of other episodes that you might like to listen to, which right now just says previous and next. And it has a placeholder for the potential for adding episode comments. So that people could actually leave comments specifically related to a particular episode, or at least read them. I have some thoughts on the subject of what it takes to be allowed to leave comments, because you got to be careful about spam, and it becomes a real labor-intensive thing. But I'd be interesting to hear from our reward level people who are great friends of the podcast and obviously supporters of the podcast. Their thoughts on some of these enhancements and improvements, and it's a big thing for me to try and make the old stuff more accessible. We've just got so much content in the back catalog. And although some of it is, well, you know, and I think it kind of falls roughly into three categories. There certainly is a category of stories we talked about that are just dated and don't really matter anymore. All right. But there's a lot of stuff that's kind of historical record of what pilots were talking about, throughout time. And there was a third category. I've lost it now. There's a lot of stuff there, is my point. And I'm trying to figure out ways to make it more accessible to people. Certainly, if you really are devoted, you can go in there and you can listen to any episode you want. And the show notes are, some of the show notes are very complete. Some of them are less so. But I'm trying to figure out how we might make it even more available to people. So. Anyways, I don't know if you guys have any comments on this whole subject. But,
I don't at this stage.
You know, I mean, it's just I'm very proud. I mean, quite frankly, of the catalog of this work.
Oh,
that
we should be. Yeah, absolutely.
We put together. You know, and some of it's nonsense, and some of it's dated, but some of it is a record of you know what was being talked about, and there are subjects where you could kind of listen to all of them on a particular theme and. Maybe learn something, you know, or certainly hear how a story developed or, you know, things like that. Reward level patrons, please tell us, give me some feedback here. I would like to know what people's reactions are. We'll try and do more and more of this. But like I said, as I mentioned, it's a daunting task to clean up this catalog, just the show notes, you know. And then, you know, you want to go back and find stuff that's in old episodes. And, you know, it just, every time I think about how long it would take to do every episode, just got like, yeah. Wow, really? Yeah. Okay. Another question I had for our reward level patrons is, it's very common in Patreon reward level people to get, I mean, and reward level people get this after show, which is, you know, either a perk or a penalty.
Which they're regretting right now.
Yeah, right, exactly. there are other things. Some podcasts, believe it or not, and I don't know whether this is practical for us, I'm tempted to think no, but they'll actually do a live voice conference that reward level people are invited to participate in, you know, so there's actually a give and take, a conversation, not only between the podcast people, you know, us, but between the listeners. They do things like that. Other things, you know, there's all kinds of different other reward things that different podcasts do. I'm wondering what the reward level folks might like. If you know from another podcast that you listen to an example of something that they've done that you thought would be cool, I think the two of you guys, Jeb and Dave, would agree that we'd be thrilled to thank these folks in other ways.
Absolutely.
And so it's just a question of figuring out what those are that are practical. It occurred to me that we might have, you know, the reward level group is not a huge group. And so it occurs to me we might do something special at Oshkosh. Maybe invite, you know, if you're in town for Oshkosh, we're going to get together at a bar to be named later, all right, and just get together and chat. That might be fun, and it'd be kind of a you know, cash bar kind of situation because we don't have a lot of funds. But you know, we would privately announce the name of a bar and a time, and you know, or a restaurant or something like that. So reward level people, speak up and make some suggestions because A, we'd like to meet you, and B, we'd like to thank you. So you know, yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Let's see now. I don't know whether we've talked about this in the podcast. This Thomas Fitzpatrick guy, do you know this story? It's on the list under after show. A listener pointed this out to me, claiming that this is the original hold my beer and watch this guy. Okay. This guy, Thomas Fitzpatrick, and apparently it's fairly well documented. I mean, this is a real guy. These are real incidents you can find the newspaper stories. Thomas Fitzpatrick was sitting in a bar drinking beers with his pals. Thomas is a pilot, was a pilot. He's no longer with us. He's not for the obvious reason. It was just a while ago. Sitting in a bar drinking beers with his pals, arguing about airplane stuff, and apparently the subject came up of whether or not someone could land an airplane on the street in New York, like Manhattan, all right, outside the bar. And they said, no, can't happen, could never do it. And Thomas said, yeah, okay, I can do that. And Thomas went and managed to, you know, this story is interesting in only that you can get from Manhattan to New Jersey in a reasonable period of time, which you can't do anymore. But he apparently went to New Jersey to the airport where his airplane is kept. He got in his airplane, he took off.
He stole an airplane.
Oh, he stole an airplane. Oh, better yet. Stole an airplane, flew it in, successfully landed it on the street in front of this bar and marched in to show his friends. He apparently got slapped on the wrists the first time. Sometime later, it came up again. And he said, no, they didn't believe he did it the first time.
2 years later.
Yeah.
2 years later.
And this time they, what, threw him in jail?
6 months. I think they,
yeah. So... But someone said this is the original hold my beer and watch this story. Apparently, this is a real story. Have we ever talked about it on the podcast? We might have.
I don't know. Think we have. But there's enough
yeah.
I was going to say I was looking for a New York Times link or something.
I seem to remember seeing a newspaper clipping of some sort. Yeah.
Yeah. but there isn't one apparently. Let's see. Oh, there is one. It's dated 2013. It's a retrospective on his feats, as it were. And I'm not even sure how to spell feats in this instance. Yeah, it was indeed covered by the New York Times. So I guess that quote unquote makes it official.
Well, I mean, it's more than just it purely urban legend. It's well, I keep thinking the story makes me think of the scene from the it's Burt Reynolds and Dom DeLuise in the movie where they were flying an airplane across America and they needed more beer, right? Which, you know, and so they landed in this little, you know, small town America and taxied up to the liquor store and ran in and got more beer and then took off again, which of course is, you know, don't do that at home. That's not a, a good idea. But it appeared that the flying was for real. I'm assuming sober.
It was even checked out by Snopes. And Snopes found it well documented. Thomas Fitzpatrick, and there's a there's a link. I mean, there's a description if you Google Thomas Fitzpatrick or Tom Fitzpatrick. Thomas Edward Fitzpatrick.
David, you've drifted into the distance.
Sorry. Thomas Edward Fitzpatrick, nicknamed Tommy Fitz, was an American pilot known for two intoxicated flights where he flew from Teterboro, New Jersey, and landed on the streets of New York City. Born in 1930, died 2009. So we're getting to this story a little bit late. And apparently he won a Purple Heart somewhere back up the line. I don't know. I'm not going to make fun of that one. It's biting my tongue.
Yeah, anyway, No. That part's cool. I mean, he was a genuine pilot. I mean, he apparently, you know, his judgment might have been questionable, but sounds like he was a genuinely good pilot. This wasn't dumb luck. This was, you know, maybe foolish luck. But
it reminded me of an event that happened down in Independence, Kansas, some years ago. Not long after Cessna opened up its new Greenfield factory there to build propeller airplanes, and Citation jets, or I'm sorry, Mustangs, but guys in a bar in downtown Independence, and pilots there, and they're all a little bit inebriated, and the topic turned to things that you could do from an airplane, and this gentleman decided that he was going to show them that he could toilet paper bomb the street in front of the bar, and he drove out to the airport, got in his airplane, and I never knew whether he had to stop and pick up TP on the way or whether he happened to have a few rolls in his car. But he toilet paper bombed a big main street through Independence, and some people were amused, some people were not. Law enforcement was not. Apparently he got pretty low so that he could better aim his droppings, if you will. But he got arrested. He got
cited. But he also landed, right?
Not on the street. No, he landed back at the airport.
I mean, isn't there a picture of the airplane on the Manhattan city streets?
I'm not talking about Manhattan. I'm talking about Independence, Kansas, where
a different guy.
Guy toilet paper bombing the main drag. This all got started with him and some other guys in a bar drinking. You couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from the inside. Oh, I'll show you. And out to the airport he goes with his, I don't know, six-pack of Charmin or something, and flies low over the street and proceeds to TP bomb the streets of Independence. Got caught. Got arrested.
Yeah. But now I'm confused here. Wait a minute. Where's the original story here?
Oh, I'm looking at it. Do you mean the Thomas Fitzpatrick story?
Yeah, but I thought it was New York. I'm just kind of on.
That was New York. The Fitzpatrick story was New York. I'm talking about a different freaking.
Oh, say, so it wasn't. So Tommy Fitz was New York, and there was somebody else. All right, now I understand. I thought it was the same name. That's all. All right,
but a similar lack of judgment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because this has only happened twice in the history of airplanes, and All right. What else?
I used to land a Quicksilver that I got to fly regularly. I used to land it behind a little store at Harper's Ferry, Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Had a big field out back. visited there when we were doing a float down the Potomac one trip and talked to the owner. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, you just might want to make sure that the grass has been cut. And I'd fly out of Frederick to Gettysburg and top off the gas and get a soda and then fly to Harper's Ferry and land there and get a moon pie and a soda. And but that was all legal because I'd checked with the property owner and I wasn't inside any airspace.
No, I believe that. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's the moon pie part that I think that's we're going to add that to the menu at the tie down party.
Moon pies?
Moon pies.
Banana or chocolate?
Okay, you tell me.
Both. I would,
both. Okay. Moon pies, banana and chocolate.
That's just
right next to the cheesy poofs. They had cheesy poofs at Sun and Fun.
Do they
Fun.
Still
did you
make RC Cola?
I think so.
Well, I have to get some RC Cola.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
That's the scriptural refreshment.
All right, RC Cola.
It goes with moon pies.
Moon pies, RC Cola,
yeah,
cheesy poofs.
RC if you want to be right.
Yeah,
RC,
RC Cola and a moon pie.
If you're from Chattanooga, you could make it double cola.
All right. Maybe it's because I live in New England and didn't grow up in the South like you good old boys did. Here, hang on. Moon.
Oh, that was my after paper route job. Stop at this little general store in my neighborhood and get a chocolate moon pie and an RC Cola. And then go home and sit on the front porch and pat myself on the back for not breaking any windows with the paper.
Yeah, moon pies. And it's the brand still exists, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
The question is whether I can find them up here in New England or not.
You might have to.
Yeah.
Phone,
well, and then,
phone
that, then the second question is, can we find them in Wisconsin? All right. But we'll have to do some research. Oh, look, and it says, well, how you like that? Look at this. On the Wikipedia page or on the Google hits where it says under Moon Pie, it says people also search for RC Cola. All right, I think we're done with the after show.
Ooh, they make mini moon pies now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Okay, that's it.
All right.
Pies delivered nationwide.
Well, you know, I recently discovered that Ben and Jerry's has an elaborate, complete website, and they will ship you ice cream. Dry ice packed. It's guaranteed to still be frozen when it arrives.
But Ben and Jerry's is available in the store.
Yeah, but we're talking the year 2019 here. Okay. And some of us live kind of far out in the woods, and driving to town for ice cream all the time is not really appropriate.
Okay. Did you finish the ice cream I bought when I was down there? You were.
I'm still mad at you for buying a chocolate syrup leaving it in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
No, it was good stuff, man. I left you a bunch of brownies. I left you some vanilla ice cream and a whole bunch of Hershey's chocolate syrup. Yeah. That's the kind of friend I am.
Well, I'm just stunned here. We got moon pies in single level, double decker moon pies. They even have moon pie bites. Wow. Little round chocolate pies.
Well, here's the $64,000 question. Is any of that available in Oshkosh, Wisconsin in July?
Right. That's what we're going to need
to figure out. Well, Jack, you should check this out because the moon pie bites are available from something called WebsterantStore.com.
Oh, okay.
And 5 pounds of them is $35.49.
Yeah, okay. Hang on. I'm not.
And we could pass those out at our home built
tie down party. You think that would be a good? You think that would be a good morning food? Go well with coffee.
Well, it's almost a donut.
It's chocolate.
Okay. I can order for delivery tomorrow moon pies from Amazon.
Yeah. This surprises me not.
Yeah. So one way or the other, we can get moon pies in Oshkosh.
Do they do RC Cola also on Amazon?
Probably. This is Amazon we're talking about here. RC Cola. Appears, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Six glass bottles, 12 ounces.
See, that Prime membership just keeps coming in handy.
I know, really. And the drone will drop right down into Camp Bacon and just drop it off for us.
Presuming it's been recharged.